May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God. Amen. Friends, we are in real danger. We are not in unique danger. We share the proverbial boat with basically all of humanity. But just because we're in good company doesn't mean that the danger isn't also very real. We misunderstand who we are, which leads us to forgetting whose we are. You see, there's this human tendency to think that we are the masters of our own destinies, that we decide what we do, where we go, whether we succeed or fail. We believe that all of those decisions add up to the lives that we have. Not only that, they add up to the lives we deserve. We tend to trace our successes in life to hard work and wise decision-making. Likewise, we often explain our failures to be the result of poor decisions or a lack of discipline. We hold others to these standards, too. Except we know things are not so simple. Even if we have worked hard and made wise decisions, most of us have also benefited from a lucky break here or there, the support of friends and family, or the advantages of where we were born. The truth is, very few, if any of us, are really self-made people. Despite this head knowledge, the wider world still operates as if our lives are a reflection of our moral goodness. And because this is the world we live and breathe in, it's easy for us to fall into accepting this as true, despite how much we know better. This misguided belief leads us to misguided actions. We do all kinds of things to try to prove our worthiness to the world, to ourselves, and even to God. In our passage for today, Jesus warns, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before others in order to be seen by them." He goes on to warn the disciples against making a show of their generosity, sophisticated prayer lives, and dedication to self-denial. These actions might impress those around you, but they will not impress God. In fact, using these practices to grandstand will actually deprive you of the heavenly treasure that comes from keeping these practices private. Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting were not given to the church to impress God, but rather to know Him. And who would want to miss out on that opportunity? Now, we may be breathing a sigh of relief about this passage. For once, a teaching from Jesus that does not immediately implicate us. We would never behave the way he describes, trying to impress others with how religious we are. For one thing, at Bethlehem, we take confidentiality around financial gifts very seriously. Only one person in our whole congregation is privy to that data. And we would never use prayer to show off. Let's be honest. When someone asks for a volunteer to pray, most of us promptly look at our shoes. We have nothing to worry about from Jesus's teaching tonight. Except, With a little creative adaptation, we might hear Jesus saying something a bit more relevant for our day. Maybe something like this. Beware of practicing your righteousness before others in order to be seen or heard by them. When you do volunteer work, don't post a picture of it on Facebook so that you may be praised by others. And when you take a position on an important issue, live by that conviction with integrity, but do not insist on your moral superiority or embarrass those who disagree. The deeds you do in secret and the convictions you live by without fanfare will be seen by your Father who sees in secret. Now that teaching might get our attention. We may not be guilty of grandstanding with flashy gifts, wordy prayers, or extreme fasts, but we still do need Jesus' message that self-promotion is not what God wants of us. Like Jesus' original audience, we also need the reminder that when we use good things to promote ourselves, we miss the opportunity to use those good things to draw closer to God. Truly, I tell you, they have already received their reward. You've come here tonight to be marked by ashes, which at first blush may seem like one of those outward religious practices Jesus just warned us about. But in truth, being marked by the ashes is not a way to show off how religious we are, but a way to remind ourselves who we are and whose we are. At the center of tonight's service is the truth that we are, each and every one of us, created beings, which means that we are not the creator. Our lives are a gift. We have not, and we do not earn them. Each and every one of us is God's good creation, fashioned into being by God's grace alone. The ashes mark us with a tangible reminder that we are not self-made people who can prove our own worthiness or work hard enough to earn our salvation. Nor can anything we do exempt us from God's love or from the reality that we are finite beings. Maybe we resist these ashes. Maybe we'd rather embrace the world's illusion that we can control and earn our lives. The master of your own destiny is pretty tempting. But it's not true. No number of good deeds or empires built or money earned or awards given will change the fact that we came from dust and to dust we will return. Now, for many, this is a depressing and dreary thought, probably part of the reason the sanctuary is so empty tonight. But for those who understand who we are and whose we are, it is our greatest hope. The God who called us into being will receive us again one day. And in the meantime, all that we have is gift. Thanks be to God. Amen.